And we're wrapping up our conversations today with a very special conversation around the artistry of business, or rather the business of artistry. We're chatting to one of the most South African brands that I know, and that certainly you probably recognize when I mention the brand. That is the brand that is KWV. They have been in South Africa. They were born and bred in South Africa. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, John Looms, to just get a sense of what heritage looks like from a business's perspective. Good evening, John. Thanks so much for taking the time. Many people might not know this, but KWV's roots in South Africa are as old as Nelson Mandela himself, 106 years old, both founded in 1918. And the fact that KWV is the first brandy to have ever been produced in South Africa. Take me through just that story, that history, that legacy.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. And it's good to be able to talk to you on the show. Yes, KWV, been around since 1918, as you've said. Our very first bottle of commercial brandy was made in 1926, and we were the first commercial bottle to be made. Prior to that, though, there had been brandy made for significantly longer, sort of almost 300 years since we've been making wine. It's been distilled into brandy as well, or brandy of sorts. So, yes, we at KWV, incredibly proud of our brandy making skill. And of course, the role that brandy fulfills within South Africa, across all of our demographies and in our heritage. I don't think there's a South African that doesn't know brandy. And lest I say, many or most of the people that have consumed alcohol have probably tried a brandy in their time.
John, last month we were in the midst of the World Olympics that was taking place in France. And in that time, you sort of had your own little version of the Olympics, the International Spirits Challenge, where KWV took part. Take me through that experience and take me through what it looks like to take a proudly South African brandy brand like KWV to the world stage and compete against other spirits makers.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. The ISC is, or the International Spirits Competition, is indeed probably the Olympics of spirits competitions. And we've entered it for quite a few years since they've been around. And again, we've done particularly well. We obviously compete in the brandy category. And brandy is broken up into sort of brandy, cognac, and armagnac. We compete specifically within brandy. Cognac is obviously from a region within France, and only grapes grown and produced in France can compete in that section. So we were up against certainly the best in the world and some South African competitors as well. And we managed to really bring gold home. We got awarded out of our entrance, which was seven. We managed to get three double golds, three golds, and a silver against the best in the world. We were certainly the only South African company to bring home double golds. So we are incredibly proud, and it remains, you know, not the first time we've done it. So yes, we've brought gold home, incredibly proud of our Potstill brandies and our blended brandies, which manage these accolades.
John, you touched on this a little earlier, that KWV, for as much as it was originally established as a brandy business, is a lot more than that. And I want to look at that now. I want to look at how the business has transformed itself over the last 105, 106 odd years to include things like the KWV wines and the specialized brandies and the commercial brandies. Take me through just what the product range looks like now, 100 years later, and how that still keeps you guys on top of your game.
Thank you. Yes, we started out very much within wine, and that was still wine and fortified wine, fortified being the likes of the sweeter sort of sherries and ports, as they were known, as well as still wines. Within the still wine segment, you know, we've got a broad portfolio of wines as well, from our very premium The Mentors range, which also wins accolades internationally very frequently. Through Cathedral Cellar is our next sort of tier. And then through the Rodeberg range, another sort of quite broad range of products. And we've got some extremely exciting innovation in there with our Rodeberg Black product, which is really turning heads. It's quite a fruit-forward, sort of more mature taste, but an extremely popular innovation. And then through the sort of middle price range, which is our KWV Classic and Labourie, which is also one of our brands, into our entries, which is the Pearly Bay and the Bon Esperance bag-in-box range, which is entry-level. So then brandies, as you know, we're in the Potstill range, which is premium Potstill brandies, and those commercially are around about sort of 2,000 Rand down to kind of 350. And then within our more sort of commercial blended brandy ranges, we've got our 5-year and our 3-year, extremely popular for the guys that want brandy with a mixer. And of course, we compete with a number of South African heavyweights in the brandy division there, guys who are certainly bigger than us in terms of their turnover on the blended brandy side. Apart from brandy and wine, we are also quite popular in gin. We've got two gin brands being Imagine Gin as an entry-level brand, fairly new introduction and growing well, as well as our craft gin called Kruxland. The uniqueness of our Kruxland is that it's infused with truffle flavor, and it's quite different and extremely popular. So we won a number of awards, fortunately, with that as well. We then do, in the liqueur range, we've got a number, our biggest one being Wild Africa Cream, which is a cream liqueur and also has come from very humble, sort of very small size, to being about 25% of the total cream volume in South Africa now. So we're very proud of our performance across the board. We do have a lot of other brands, probably too numerous, but I'll mention a couple of the other sort of highlights. And that is our sparkling wine category, where we have Annabelle, which is a newcomer to sparkling wine, entry level, as well as our Cap Classique, which is our Labourie Cap Classique, also an award winner in its own right in South Africa. And then, you know, there's a handful of other sort of shooters and tequilas and that kind of thing that we do, the likes of Ponchos, Carvo, Sour Monkey, and then we have other ready-to-drink products, the likes of Hooch, the likes of Chow, and some non-alcoholic offerings as well. So quite an extensive portfolio, Jimmy.
Certainly a very, very extensive portfolio. It's some of the brands that you've mentioned people would recognize, but not necessarily know that they belong to the KWV family. John, I want to look at what next for the business. I mean, something that's obviously of real importance to the business is sustainability, but also contributing towards the communities that exist within the KWV ecosystem. Take me through what the business has planned next from an innovation perspective, but also from a sustainability perspective.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yes, from a sustainability point of view, the one thing that we need to do firstly as a company is to obviously sustain ourselves. And we are in an ecosystem, as you say. So we are focused on continuing to grow. And continued growth means we can continue to contribute right through our value chain, from our producers, our farmers, all the way through our communities that support us in the services they provide, our employees, our contributions to CSI initiatives, to the nonprofits that we support. All of that will continue as we continue to sustain and grow ourselves. So we do have a very growth focus going into the future, Jimmy. You know, and we see this coming from really two big directions. The one is organic growth, which we'll continue with our existing brands, because despite having the name that we've had, you know, we are not massive in the South African market, because in years gone by, KWV product was not available in South Africa for many, many years. And it became available in the early 2000s only. Prior to that, it was only export. So we have a long way to go, certainly from a share perspective in South Africa, to still grow. So that's the first piece. The second piece is sort of non-organic growth, and that would be through acquisitions of new brands, potentially new companies, but certainly we are hungry for that. We have very supportive shareholders and funding to grow ourselves, because obviously to grow, you need funds, and we have that. So we're fortunate, and we are very hungry to continue, and of course to keep investing in our people, in our communities that support us. From a sustainability point of view, we are always looking at our value chains to try and be more efficient, use less carbon. We have started to measure that of late, and we are focused on leaving a smaller footprint and being very environmentally conscious, as well as we, you know, continue to provide the products that our consumers love.
John, the million-dollar question. It's Heritage Day today. What is the best way to enjoy a KWV? I know I've got some friends that think a Brandewijn and Coke cannot be substituted, but I want to hear it straight from your mouth.
I always say, and this is not a cop-out, and I will then tell you my favorite. I always say the way you enjoy your brandy is exactly the way you enjoy it. That's the best brandy you can. If you like a blended brandy, it's really, really good to have it with, in my view, a plain old Coke or a lemonade or an appetizer, or even something quite nice, and I'm quite partial to, is a ginger beer. And then, you know, if you want to look at our pot stills, definitely from 10 years and up, I would have that on ice, sipped slowly. It doesn't get better, really doesn't.
There you have it, folks. That's the best way to enjoy your Heritage Day. If you haven't done that already, please do so responsibly, of course. And here's to another 106 years of a proudly South African business. We'll leave it at that, John. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's John Loom, CEO at KWV, joining me to reflect on the heritage and the business and the artistry that is KWV.